The practice of Krishna consciousness, one wants to achieve some tangible progress, then one has to practice the process in a very focused way. Just like Srila Prabhupada gives many examples in this connection. When you are lighting a fire, if you keep sprinkling it with water, then you will not be able to light a fire. You lit a fire and you put water. Again, you lit a fire and you put up water. In the same manner, when a sick person is administered some medicine, but if he is loose with respect to patya, and he doesn't avoid the items that are prohibited for him, then his sickness cannot be cured. It's temporarily cured, again, it becomes aggravated because of keeping loose in the patya. In the same manner, the chanting of the holy name or hearing the pastimes of the Lord, the scriptures say that these have to be done for a prolonged period of time. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a word used, Shruta Sambhritaya Chiram, which means the conditioned soul cannot be awakened unless his ears are constantly injected with spiritual sound vibration for a long period of time. Sometimes you chant many, many rounds, it's injected into the ears constantly. Such kind of domination of the holy name into our ears and into our hearts only can slowly wake up the sleeping soul. Somewhat like waking up Kumbhakarna. You must have seen how Kumbhakarna was woken up. All over his body, you know, first people are, all the soldiers are walking. They were taking the trumpets and blowing all over while walking. Then they went very close to the ears and they were blowing trumpet into his ears. After that, there were horses, there were camels, there were elephants, and there were chariots. Everything all over his body, walking from head to toe, all over the body they were. And they were running back and forth very fastly. Still that fellow was turning this way and that way and snoring and sleeping. And after hundreds and thousands of them jointly blowed the trumpet into his ears with a loud sound, then that fellow said he felt a little bit of disturbance. Similarly, the soul is very difficult to wake up when he's sleeping. But constant hearing of the holy name and hearing of the katha for a prolonged period of time only can wake up. Sometimes we wonder, why? What is this? I am doing so much of spiritual life and I don't see much change or difference. This is like, for example, if you want to become an engineer, you know, you just pass by a school, like Dastur school or something, and say that I heard that there is something called engineering. Simply passing through the school will not make any effect. You have to go into the school, get admitted into the school, study first standard, second standard, third standard, up to 10th standard, 12th standard, then entrance. Then you have to get into engineering. Simply a casual visit to a school like this on a Sunday when it is holiday and seeing the school and going will not help you to become an engineer. Same way, Krishna consciousness also has to be practiced in a very focused way. This came to my mind because yesterday was Ekadashi and this particular month is Adhik Mas. Adhik Mas is counted as extra month in a year and it is a very special and auspicious month. And the Shastras always, you will find, give some innumerable benefits of chanting the holy names or performing devotional service on a particular day or a particular month of the year. Like, you know, Radharani's month is Kartik month. Similarly, December is Margashesh Krishna's month. Similarly, Gaur Punima comes in March. And in this way, throughout the year, there are some special days kept. Why? Ideally speaking, one is supposed to practice Krishna consciousness in a very focused way, but at least the living entities will agree to be focused on certain times of the year, if not throughout the year. That is why some prescription is given, so that they can take away from their running around business and they can focus on the holy names and hearing the glorification of the Lord with more absorption and with more attention. And that will help them to wake themselves up. And when we wake up, as Prabhupada writes in that verse, Tada rajastamo bhava kama lobada yasye chete yete rana vidham sthitam sattve prasidati. He says that we have to rise above the modes of passion and ignorance and place ourselves in goodness. And in that platform, when we hear the Katha of the Lord or the holy names of the Lord, then one's heart is very quickly purified. And that purification effect also is felt by the living entity, and he feels great joy. Prasidati. He feels great satisfaction and joy by that. Then he is promoted from the goodness to the platform of Shuddha Sattva, or pure goodness. So this should always be kept in mind, that chanting the holy name or practicing Krishna consciousness is not an occasional attempt or not a casual attempt. Every act in Krishna consciousness has to be performed with intensity and with absorption. Beginning from the Mangalarti, Narsingharti, Tulasiharti, chanting the holy name, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, and performing devotion service all day. Love means attentiveness. Love means paying attention to the details. When you don't love someone, you may not pay attention to details. When you love someone, then you pay attention to the detail. When you pay attention to the detail, then that increases the intensity. When intensity is increased, purification takes place. Purification takes place, you will feel joyful. When you feel joyful, your attentiveness and intensity will increase. That's how we make progress. Harinam Prabhu ki. That's all.